This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Health on the Air. It's the Good Day Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronos, who's here to do his thing when it comes to the journals of medicine. He has a natural affinity for being able to read and get through the information, help you understand what these studies all mean, connect you, in other words, to the information as it may help you. Lots of things to talk about today, as is the case. We're getting close to the end of the year. I'm going to be curious over this week, perhaps the next week, the next couple of weeks, as to what Ken thinks of the big health stories of the year. But let's get to the big health stories of the week, shall we? Starting off with this new study, Ken, that connects physical activity with genetic changes.
Exactly.
How could that be?
Well, this is reported this week in Nature Communications. The genetic makeup, it can play a part in whether a person exercises or not. It appears that genes play a role in the levels of physical activity many of us engage in. The news this week is that we've discovered 14 genetic regions associated with physical activity, and you may now have a new excuse for why you do not like going to the gym.
Really? So, why would there be an excuse? What kind of genetic changes are we talking about here?
Well, it seems like we're all programmed with our own DNA to determine how much we enjoy or don't enjoy going to the gym. So there are individual differences, as we know, and it seems to be genetic, inherited.
Really? So how would you, in your case, you've just discovered sort of late in life how cool it is to go to the gym. I've gone off and on.
And my offspring has the same problem. We both excessively enjoy it.
Right. So is it a problem? Can you do it to excess?
Well, I'm not. I just mean, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it, midlife, where I am, it's train, don't strain. But as long as you're having fun, it's great.
Yeah, well, I think that's it. Fun, but imagine how much good it's doing you. As long as you don't get fanatical, you don't.
I don't want to be on the cover of Bodybuilder. And
no.
I'm not trying to prove anything to anyone. I don't go in and strain myself. I go in there and tone and enjoy myself and have a good time.
Have fun. Well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. All right. So exercise, physical activity, maybe genetic change. So you wouldn't know it. But it would be your offspring that would notice it, right?
Well,
if there was genetic change?
Exactly. What I'm trying to help people understand is why there may be reasons why the neighbors, other friends love going to the gym and you just don't. And part of it is a big genetic component. In our DNA, we're wired to determine how much we enjoy going to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty positive. Actually, I look at it as I have a little gym in my house, so I use that. But when I'm in California, I go to the gym pretty much every day, and it sets the tone. I don't have a lot of time to work in the gym on the farm when I'm here back during the good weather months. That is still, I keep myself in shape because of a lot of physical activity, walking, running, working, lifting, that sort of thing on the farm. But it isn't an organized sort of pursuit. It's just that's what happens. So in the case of going to the gym or having programmed physical activity, it is just that. It's programmed physical activity. which may be something important to do, because if you plan on it, make it part of your routine, it has a better impact, doesn't it?
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be excessive. You don't have to go and wear yourself out. You shouldn't. You should leave some of it at the gym. You should. I leave the gym more energized than I felt arriving. And that's the way you should do it. There's no reason, unless you're trying to train and really get huge muscle definition, and most of us are not trying to do that. We want to tone. We want to keep our weight under control. We want to get some stress reduction. We want to keep our energy level up. That does not take heavy weights. It's just, you know, a lot of reps of light weight. That's all you need.
I like having more muscle, frankly. I like being stronger. I don't mind the bulky look. I think I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder, but I do like
if you enjoy
more muscle,
it, do
I think. Yeah, I think it's more suited to what I'm doing. And frankly, we've talked about this with regard to women. There's something very sexy about women who have worked
tone.
Their muscles and built them to a point of being
tone and defined.
Body fat. Yeah, it's healthy. It's good for you.
Muscle so. Helps define a woman. Helps define all of us.
Yep. All right, so that's Ken's rendering and mine as well. Dr. Doug practicing without a license. Ken's got one, but I still have some practical approaches to some of these things. All right, next, the cleanliness of your stethoscope, Ken. And along with that, a conversation that many people have had as we look at the results of this study of the kind of germs. I don't know whether you saw that study or not about the germs that are everywhere in terms of whether, you know, this kind of stuff, it so turns me off. The gym mats and the treadmill handles and the court tiles and aerobic platforms and all that stuff. There's a study released that suggests that there was a test of 42 athletic facilities in Oregon, private fitness clubs and Y's and dance studios and all that stuff. And they found that these microbes that are developing as a result of people using those damn, what do they call those things, the sprays that you put on your hand that are supposed to eliminate bacteria, they're creating a whole new breed of bacteria, and it's not good. And so this sort of focuses, this study looks like it doesn't focus on that, but it's the same kind of stuff, right?
Well, this is more what happens when you don't try and get things clean and you just let it be. This is a report this week in Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology, Doug. It appears that stethoscopes are full of a wide range of bacteria. Some, such as Staphylococcus aureus, can cause serious infections such as pneumonia, lung infection. So besides asking your doctor or nurse if they wash their hands, you may want to ask them when they clean their stethoscopes.
Mm-hmm. And when do you clean yours?
After every patient.
Every patient. What do you clean with? How do you clean it?
With an alcohol swab.
Really? Is it sprayed on, or is it?
No, you know the alcohol wipes that we open up?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that anything.
Watch me next time. I'm surprised you missed it.
I have not watched you clean your stethoscope, actually.
It's, watch me next time. You won't
getting
miss
close
it.
To that time, by the way, for us to have our little yearly visit. It seems like 5 minutes ago when I was there in that office. Isn't that amazing?
Time flies.
Time's going. You got to have a physical.
We love
year,
having
though,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. Got to have a physical every year. Dr. Ken Kronos, 15 past the hour here on Good Day Health. Here's a note about you and your well-being. We're talking about all of these things. Some of the stuff, the problems that you have, and not only caused by the germs that are developing because of them basically becoming resistant to a lot of the things that are out there that were supposed to get rid of them. But then we have the problem of GMO, pesticides, herbicides, all kinds of processing problems, and that gets into our food. And as we acknowledge how much different food is today than it was years ago when we were kids, because of all of the things that are in the processing, harder than ever to get the right nutrition. People are just not eating right. So that's where Life Change Tea comes in. Life Change Tea is meant to counteract all of the garbage that you're putting into your body. And it really is garbage. It's a mild cleanse, a mild detox. Herbal formulas, all of the teas in Life Change Tea are grown in America. It's all natural, all organic, and blended right here. So if you want to keep your body cleansed, and that's what this does, it's kind of like a little bit of a power wash for your insides. Life Change Tea is the answer, but there are so many other things. And you go to GetTheTea.com, look around at the things that they have to help you maintain your perfect health. This is just the start. So many other things. Super Strength Life Change Tea. You won't know it's Super Strength. It's mild. It's a great cleanser. Go to GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your insides. GetTheTea.com. Can't get it anywhere else. It's not available in stores. You've got to go to the website, GetTheTea.com. Order Life Change Tea. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you without cost. Great way to maintain your health, especially if you're eating a lot of yucca bunga stuff during the holiday season. You want to keep your body cleansed and keep yourself healthy. Life Change Tea, only at GetTheTea.com.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is famous as a city that never sleeps. But be careful what you do after hours. There are 26,000 bars and restaurants in New York City. But if you enjoy live music, singing, or dancing, you could be breaking the law. That's because a Prohibition-era law still forbids three or more people from dancing any place where there is musical entertainment. Any exceptions require an expensive city-issued license that very few businesses actually have. Instead of looking through the lens of liberty, city officials go to court to defend that old cabaret law. In one case, they argued there is no protected First Amendment right of expression to engage in recreational dancing. We should tell our officials they have no right to regulate us if we want to dance the night away.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So let's keep going here with a lot of these things. Much information this week to share with you. Let's see here. As we get ready for Christmas, lots and lots. My grandson has developed this need to make cookies for me. Grandpa. He calls me Gramps. We're going to make cookies for your birthday. We're going to make cookies for Christmas. Cookie dough is around, and is this something new, or should we never have eaten cookie dough? Because I know a lot of people that have loved eating raw cookie dough. We had it in our ice cream on the farm this summer. So
myself included. I remember my fingers getting in there and licking my fingers.
Yum.
But exactly. But even though we need to keep all the kids and all of us healthy, the news, even though it's delicious, do not eat raw cookie dough. Unbaked products that are intended to be cooked, such as dough or batter, can make you sick. The potential problem is with two primary ingredients. The raw flour can be contaminated with E. coli, and raw eggs with salmonella. Both bacteria killed in the cooking process, but contaminated food that is not cooked or is undercooked will make people ill. Raw cookie dough is never safe to eat. Remember to bake before you bite.
Bake before you bite. There's a good slogan. Sounds like a political slogan. Bake. Bake before you bite. 21 after the hour on the Good Day Health Program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Good Day Health. Lots of information that will impact you. We're getting close to the end of the year. We're going to try to come up with some things that Ken thinks were not great. Maybe some of the best things, informationally and otherwise, that he may have worked on, because he does a lot of research at his clinic. You know, Ken runs a clinic Palm Beach, down in Orlando, the Orlando area, Mount Dora, great little town. Lake Cardiology, and I'll tell you how to get in touch with him if you should like to go visit with him, like I'll be doing in the next month or so. Meanwhile, back in the ranch, we get lots and lots of information, a lot of stories and studies came out this past week. Obesity. I don't know that this is any news. How many times a year do we have these same stories about obesity being at an all-time high? Yeah, so it's bigger this week, bigger problem than last week. We all kind of know that. At what point is somebody going to get slapped around enough to think, whoa, we got to stop this in some way, shape, or form? How are we going to stop it? It's all education, but are people listening, Ken?
It's amazing, and this is a yearly report. It comes out from the United Health Foundation's 2018 report, just out this week, that the nation's obesity rate, Doug, has reached the highest ever level this year. Obesity is a major cause of heart attack, stroke, cancer, and other health conditions. You know, so I guess you can ask me, why do I think this is happening, right?
Yes, I am going to ask you, why do you think this is happening, Ken? Why do you think this is happening, Ken? What's the problem?
And I really tried to figure this out. And my best shot at it is that food is a growth industry, and the industry has created more supply and more demand for product. The offset is getting to the gym, watching your calories, and having some thin friends.
Well, we're into this. Talking about the gym thing and exercising, there's another study that I should have put together with the physical activity one, gene changes, etc., about U.S. adults never do any muscle strengthening exercise at all. This is just dumb. As you get older, you need, and this is me preaching maybe to the choir, maybe not. Ken will add to it. But if you don't have muscles holding your bones together as you get older, your bones fall apart, you fall apart, and you're dead. So you got to have, your skeleton needs the support. The more muscle you have, and that's one of the reasons that I like bigger muscles, is because it helps to support your body. Right? I mean, isn't that
absolutely
kind of common sense?
A lot of it's getting started. A lot of it is people who've never done it before are afraid they'll be the odd one. But most people in a gym, surprisingly, are out of shape. I would bet two-thirds of the people in any gym are out of shape. So don't feel bad if you're starting. And this is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. It is amazing. Aerobic exercise is important, we know. But also we need, as Doug's been saying, muscle strengthening exercise. The news this week is that a whopping 58% of American adults do not do any muscle strengthening exercise.
Nice.
Only 35% of men and 26% of women ages 18 to 80 include moderate or greater intensity muscle strengthening exercise in two or more workouts a week. That's the current recommendation as the minimum. Besides making you stronger and more fit, as Doug was saying, muscle strengthening exercise has been linked to such health benefits as improved cardiovascular health, better blood sugar control, improvements in bone density, better balance and mobility, improved self-esteem, and lower odds of having diabetes, obesity, and non-skin cancer.
Yeah. Just, if you can't go to the gym, find some things you can do. Push-ups, pull-ups, those sorts of things. You can develop muscular
climbing
strength
stairs,
with that. Yeah.
Hiking up hills.
Lift up your, as you're climbing the stairs, lift up your the balls of your feet so it'll work on your calves.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff.
As he said, sit-ups and pull-ups.
More coming from Dr. Ken here at 28 after the hour. This is Good Day Health.
If you've got computer problems, you have big problems. Is your computer frozen? Is it loaded with viruses? How about the infamous blue screen? Or maybe it doesn't even turn on at all. You need the computer experts right now at the PC Support Hotline. Any computer, anywhere, anytime. 24 hours a day, you can call us and we'll fix it guaranteed or you pay nothing. Everything is done remotely over the phone. You don't even have to lug your computer or laptop anywhere. Just call now and one of the world's best tech support agents will dial into your computer and fix it guaranteed. Don't go through the expense of replacing your computer or the time-saving torture of replacing software or lost files. Call right now and we'll fix your computer guaranteed or you pay nothing.
800-707-1788. 800-707-1788. 800-707-1788. That's 800-707-1788.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Terrific people. Mostly well-known, but terrific people.
President Trump at the White House asked by reporters about his search for a new chief of staff, John Kelly leaving at the end of the year.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people. Really good ones.
Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, libraries, schools. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back to our Good Day Health Overview here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. I told you I would give you his number. All right. For a good time, call Ken at... Maybe not. It's area 352-735-1400 for Lake Cardiology. Ken's clinic in Florida. I need to go to have my hiccups.
Boo!
I don't get the hiccups very often. I got them once while I was in Peru, and I don't know where the heck they came from. And yes, that's the way to get rid of them. It's always worked for me. That and sugar has helped me. As a kid, I got a lot of hiccups. I don't get much of a problem. I don't have them as an adult. What causes hiccups? Why does one person get hiccups?
Just air moving down where it shouldn't, surprisingly. And I think a lot of the cause of hiccups we don't quite know. They can be triggered sometimes if you drink carbonated beverages, too much alcohol, eating too much. Even excitement or emotional stress, sudden changes in temperature can trigger it. Swallowing air when you're chewing gum or sucking on candy can do it. But why it actually happens, much of the physiology is still a mystery of hiccups.
A mystery, eh? All right, so we're trying to unravel some of the mysteries in the medical journals. That's what Ken does a lot. By the way, again, the number for late cardiology, seriously, if you want to go see Ken, it would be a great way for you to either cap off the year. I start my year sometime in January. I'll probably be there to see you. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken's office to go pay him a visit. 352-735-1400. The medical information program, Good Day Health. We have podcasts available of all of Ken's visits. You can find them. They're archived at GoodDayHealthShow.com. That's GoodDayHealthShow.com. We should stop drinking coffee. Yet again, another study about coffee. Give me a break. Will you please, every week, this is what I...
Well, this is not about stopping. It's when to drink it. This takes it to the next level.
All right, go ahead. Explain.
This is about when's the best time to drink coffee, because most people, I mean, I'm not, full disclosure, I'm not a big coffee drinker. I really am not. And I know Doug isn't either. But
I don't drink any coffee.
But boy, there are some people who wake up and the first thing they think about in the morning, as soon as they get out of bed, is where's my coffee? Or maybe even in bed, where's my coffee? And that's what this story is about. It was in Taste of Home this week. It turns out, Doug, that the best time to drink coffee might not be the first thing in the morning, as most people want to do who are big coffee drinkers, but an hour after you wake up. This is because in the hour after you wake up, this is kind of interesting. Your body's production of cortisol is at one of its three daily peaks, and cortisol is the alertness hormone, which supports our fight-or-flight response. It's secreted when we're faced with stressful situations. So consuming caffeine while our bodies are already at peak cortisol production, it teaches the body, Doug, to produce less cortisol. Not only does this undermine the effect of the caffeine, it also works against cortisol's alertness effect. Perhaps even worse, it may contribute to developing a tolerance for coffee, meaning that it takes more and more just to get the same place.
Really? Huh. And how about them apples?
And to get the biggest jolt from your morning coffee, try to wait an hour after waking to consume that first cup. And then later in the day, what you want to do is you want to wait and try to get the follow-up outside of the other peak cortisol production times. This is typically between noon and 1 p.m. and between 5:50 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. This will definitely help you kick any of those afternoon low feelings and will power you into a productive evening if you like to drink coffee.
All right, so there it is. When to drink coffee, why to drink coffee, where to drink coffee, all of those things.
To get
coffee.
Most
monster.
To get the most pounds
most
for your
benefit.
Buck.
Right, exactly. All right, here's a study from the National Institutes of Health probing the impact of heavy screen time on young brains. No surprises here. Guess what, folks? It's bad for your kids. It's bad for you. But worse for your kids because the young brains haven't been developed yet. I can do this story with my eyes closed.
Doug, we could save so much tax money if you just get up there and announce the results. It's like playing Jeopardy for research.
There you go.
It's amazing. But yes, exactly. Mom and Dad, please listen up. Your children may benefit from this. Brain scans of adolescents who are heavy users of smartphones, tablets, and video games, they actually look different from those of less active screen users. This is preliminary results of a big NIH study that's currently ongoing. Children who reported screen daily usage of more than 7 hours showed premature thinning of the brain cortex, the outermost layer that processes information from the physical world. These kids will be followed up for 10 years. The NIH is making a big deal about cautioning about drawing too much conclusion because it's early on and they want to follow up and they don't really yet know what these findings mean and they're not totally convinced that the findings are coming from the screens. But again, an earlier study which triggered all of this interest determined that children who spend more than 2 hours on daily screen time, Doug, they score lower on thinking and language tests. again, your kids are being guinea pigs if they spend 10 hours a day in front of screens. My recommendation is to keep it under an hour per day until we know more about this in the future.
I would think that even when you did know more about it, it's nonsense. It's such common sense, actually.
And it's amazing. The schools are handing these things out instead of books.
Okay, we've got to provide everybody with some kind of a compact tablet or something.
Yes, instead of books.
Yeah. Crazy. Do we sound like a couple of old farts?
I don't think so. I know a lot of parents who are genuinely concerned about this. And I love technology. I'm just a little concerned about the age that you excessively expose your child to. And you want to wait till that brain forms and then enjoy the technology.
Yeah, it's really important. My daughter and I had this conversation any number of times.
How does she feel about this?
They haven't let him use or
have
one.
They're concerned.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Good.
And it's a tool of the trade, but there's no reason. You know, he's now in preschool and
they're handing them out instead of books.
Well, they're not doing it there. He's in a preschool that's run by UCLA where his parents both work. So they understand, hopefully, what's going on here. And I remember, I think I told you on the air, when I was with a lady named Hillary, she had a baby, and she and I, this was like 2005, 2006.
I remember.
Remember we had an argument about...
I remember.
A number of arguments about what to do and how not to use the television and computers as a babysitter. Because the mind, before it's 3 years old, you put them in front of... No wonder there's some ADHD and all this other stuff.
Exactly.
Because the mind can't handle it. The neurons and the connectors or whatever the hell's up there...
are not occurring, and they can't concentrate.
No, they can't.
Later.
Can't make the connection.
Exactly.
So hopefully parents are getting that. Here's something that's very good for those of you who are meat lovers. This is a perfect opportunity for you to introduce yourself to Omaha Steaks. They've been around for 100 years, but this year they have presented perfection because they have an exceptional experience awaiting you, the gift for a lot of business people. They're looking for the right thing for business colleagues and people that they know. So if you're sending Omaha Steaks as a business gift, then you're way ahead of the curve. And here's how to do it. When you go online to omahasteaks.com, put in the code in the toolbar across the top, DJV, so you get the special deal, saving 74% on the family gift package. Instead of paying $195 or $199, you pay $49.99 for all kinds of goodies that are put together. It is the best way, again, it's a good business plan. Frankly, I like this stuff a lot, even though I'm not necessarily the first guy in line to be eating meat, but I will tell you if you are. I don't criticize people. I just tell you what I do myself. But in terms of what's out there and the kinds of things, bargain-wise and otherwise, that are so good for the pocketbook, it's a limited-time package. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. This is a good thing to do. You got about a week to do it. Get it to folks before Christmas. That's Omaha Steaks. For $49.99, you get what otherwise would be priced at $195. So that's one quarter of what it normally costs. Really? 25% is all. That's a fabulous deal. Okay, one more time. Omaha Steaks. .com. Enter the code DJV and get 74% off the Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos, all right, let's focus on this study about vitamin D. The question whether vitamin D prevents cancer, increased levels of vitamin D significantly lower the occurrence of colorectal cancer. That's something we've been talking about for a long time. This is a big study, though. It's 13,000 people. But there's nothing new here. You've been talking about vitamin D for ages.
We have.
How important it is.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just reconfirming in bigger study, more people, what we know. And I still think vitamin D is important. I think if you have any questions, you should get the level done once and just make sure that you're getting adequate vitamin D. And I think nicely, I recommend a multivitamin each day, and I take one that has about 1,000 IU of vitamin D in it. And
yep.
Being in Florida, that's plenty. But this needs to be individualized for everyone. And just make sure your level is over 30.
Over 30, okay? Make sure your level is over 30. Here's something for those who are concerned about their gums. Dentists say, stop sharing your toothbrush with your significant other. Sharing my toothbrush with my... If I had a significant other, I never minded
sharing my... I wouldn't share it with anybody.
If you're kissing them, what the heck's the difference? Why would you worry about brushing your teeth with somebody if you're kissing them? You're sticking your tongue down their mouth. What's the difference between that and having a toothbrush down your mouth?
One is fun and one isn't, and one is required and one is optional.
Really? Okay. But the same germs are going to be exchanged, are they not?
But why take more if you don't have to?
No, I don't know about that, but... Okay, so anyway, don't...
Kiss, but don't share your toothbrush. That's my advice.
Okay. So the last thing we have here in this segment, outbreaks of salmonella in humans, but this is a thing that's coming from poultry. There have been a number of these, basic things about poultry and the sanitation, poultry-borne illnesses and diseases and stuff. As a farmer, I get exasperated with these things because it's all about the salmonella is the way they clean the poultry or treat it or don't clean it. That's all it is. You know where it comes from. You're not going to have as much of a problem, but there's a lot of this stuff around. And boil the... Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Boil the chicken for you?
And just be careful where you put it on the surface in the kitchen and wash your hands if you handle it raw.
Dr. Ken!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus specifically here, one of our Good Day Health experts here on the air with us with timeless information. Well, there may be a time quotient here to this. I'm referencing Dr. Ken, who is a really good synthesizer of information, studying a lot of the things that come up from the health journals and then translating it for us so that we know what they mean, how it impacts us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's one of his main goals, being on the air here. And as he is a cardiologist practicing down in Florida, we'll focus here for a few moments on some of the things that are connected to your specialty. For example, the study on red meat and what that does for your heart, Ken.
Doug, there's new evidence of how a diet rich in red meat interacts with gut bacteria to raise the risk of heart disease. High levels of the chemical trimethylamine N-oxide, TMAO, in the blood have been implicated in the development of artery-blocking plaques and raised risk of heart-related conditions. The news this week is that frequent consumption of red meat enhances gut bacteria production of TMAO, but it also reduces elimination of the compound through the kidneys. First time a food has directly affected the kidneys.
So what do you make of that? Why would that be? And is it the kind of, because it depends, in my mind, I would think, even though I don't eat meat, that organic meats, the stuff that's in the red meat, the hormones and all of the stuff that they give to some of the commercially raised beef, is that what's the problem? I mean, think about it for a second and what that would do to gut bacteria.
Well, I think the bottom line here is, practically speaking, is just everything in moderation. You know, just live on a nice mixture of foods. It means you can eat red meat, but just don't eat it every day.
No hot dog for lunch and dinner. I guess maybe that's it. So, next up in terms of your expertise, blood pressure meds being recalled. What's the problem there?
Yeah, over the past few months, Doug, numerous recalls of the popular heart drug Valsartan have already occurred. This week, generics maker Mylan Pharmaceuticals is adding more products to the list. These generic drugs are from factories in, guess where? China and India.
Ah, what a surprise. Shocking.
The recall involves 104 lots of three medicines, Valsartan tablets, combination tablets with the drug Valsartan and amlodipine, and combination tablets with Valsartan and hydrochlorothiazide. The reason for the recall is that trace amounts of probable cancer-causing chemical called N-nitrosodiethylamine, that's NDEA, has been detected in Valsartan meds. It's not all of the lots of these drugs, Doug. Ask your pharmacist if your lot is affected. If so, ask your doctor immediately for a substitute. Do not stop the drug till you have a substitute.
All right. There's a word to the wise. Next, foods that can be cholesterol fighters. Everybody ought to listen up for this. They're all the things that we're connecting here are all important, but this sounds like it could be very important, Ken.
Doug, several groups of food actually bring down your bad cholesterol level. Foods high in unsaturated fats, these are walnuts, almonds, hazelnuts, and pistachios. Foods high in soluble fiber, my favorite oat bran or oats in general, and also beans. Foods high in monounsaturated fats, such as avocados, and any foods with plant sterols and stanols. You want 2 to 3 grams per day. It lowers your bad cholesterol LDL by 10 to 15%.
There's something very significant. Listen to that. 10 to 15% nuts, basically, are cholesterol fighters. So that's important information as well. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a fellow in the Doug Steffen Institute of Finer Knowledge.
Thanks for that honor.
You're welcome. All right, let's get to your teeth and how a whiter smile is super important. This time of year, you're looking for things to be stocking stuffers. How about you give this to all of your friends who drink coffee, tea, red wine, that sort of thing. Smokers, you need the whitening product that so many people are talking about. It's power swabs. Power swabs, the 5-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. Power swabs works in just 5 minutes. You put it on your teeth, and 5 minutes later, you'll see that the shade of whiteness has improved. Don't have news. There's no toothpaste. This is a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. They're just for you to remove the stains. Swab and smile away. Power Swabs. Special deal, 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.